Hey everyone, Adrienne Everhart. I had such a warm response from my You Asked It or Ask Adrienne segments where you can actually head on over to Anchor FM and ask a question. It'll be recorded and you can be featured in my podcast. I'd love to hear from you. I got so many amazing questions. I had a hard time choosing one, but this one's really stuck out to me today. It's from a listener named Jasmine who asked about a man who has a difficult childhood. And I went into her question thinking I was going to hear about abuse or neglect or PTSD. And what I really discovered was more about a man's psychology, his problems, his money issues, but yet also he has these other wonderful issues where he's shy and sweet and kind to her, but bottom line, he's not committing. He's not committing and he has lots of excuses why. So I'm going to talk about the power of curiosity, because the one thing Jasmine didn't share with me was how she feels. She just wants to know, what can I do? Now, there are a lot of ways I can answer this. There are some positive things that you can do as a woman that will help heal a man. But in this situation, I really want to exercise a feminine energy tool known as curiosity. And curiosity is where you can get clarity on how you're feeling and what it is you really want. And when you get that clarity and you're on that vibration, you're on that frequency, the man will catch on or he will not. And this is where I want Jasmine to do the work and the rest of my listeners really do the work, find how you feel instead of just me handing you an answer. Because I've said this many times, a man is either moving towards you or he's moving away from you or he's standing still. And if he's standing still, you're going to get impatient, you're going to lose interest in him, and you're really going to struggle with, how can I be losing interest in a man that I know I love and care about? Well, you're in this new void. You're in this area of a void where you're in between becoming someone else, identifying yourself as a woman who wants to be married or in a committed and loving relationship, and he is still in La La Land, where he's just like enjoying things the way they are. So you often find that you're losing interest, and I want you to get curious about what you feel about this man, what you're feeling in your body. I asked so many good questions in this episode. So without any more wait, let's listen to Jasmine's question.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hi, Adrienne. My question is how to act around a guy whose father was an alcoholic and whose parents got divorced when he was 15. His father is a very good person. He's very caring and good, nice dad. It just, he had this bad habit and it definitely affected my boy. The guy that I like, we're like friends and more than friends. He has commitment issues, definitely. Although I'm ready to commit, but he won't. And he tells me that he doesn't have enough money to commit. I don't know, maybe financial struggles are important for men. The fact is that he's very shy, very caring, very sweet, but he himself doesn't feel like a man enough. He has some feminine qualities, but I don't know, he's manly for me. So what should I do? Thank you in advance.
Hi, everyone. This is Adrienne Everhart. If you're enjoying my podcast and also enjoy my YouTube channel, I suggest you go a little bit deeper into one of my self-study programs. I recommend everyone start with my ebook, 500 Ways to Talk to a Man,
It also comes with a 2-day video class. This ebook has transformed the lives of so many women because I help you get aligned with your natural feminine energy and learn to speak and phrase your words in a way that really connects to a man's heart instead of challenging him with masculine energy. I can teach you so much more in my self-study programs. I have something for every topic that you may be interested in. And of course, New Man Manifesto, which is a 12-week manifesting course. It comes with homework and lots of extras. So head on over to my website, everheartcoaching.com, to learn more.
Are you tired of feeling misunderstood, ignored, or frustrated by the men in your life? Do you wish you knew how to communicate with them in a way that makes them listen, respect, and adore you? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need to check out my ebook, 500 Ways to Talk to a Man. This ebook is a comprehensive guide to help you master the art of feminine communication and get what you want from any man in an authentic, warm, loving, caring way. Whether you're single, dating, or in a relationship, this ebook teaches you how to express your feelings, needs, and desires in a way that makes him want to please you and commit to you. You'll learn how to avoid common mistakes that push men away, how to use your voice and body language to attract and keep attention, and how to handle conflict and disagreements without losing his respect, and much, much more. Plus, you'll get access to my 2-day video class that teaches you a lot of body postures and poses that you can use in a lot of different situations, so you'll never run out of the right words to say. 500 Ways to Talk to a Man is the ultimate resource for any woman who wants to improve her communication skills and create a deeper connection with the man in her life. Don't miss this opportunity to transform your love life and get my ebook today. Go to www.everheartcoaching.com and get your copy. The link is below in the description. So I want to revisit what her title of her question was about, which was, how do I deal with a man who's had a bad childhood? I just want you to notice, and Jasmine, I'm not giving you a hard time here. I want you to notice that her question really wasn't about his bad childhood. The essence of what's really going on is this is a man who is not committing. This is a man who has a lot of excuses why he's not committing. He's got money issues. He doesn't feel like a man. He's giving Jasmine reasons why he's unavailable. And perhaps the childhood comes into play. Perhaps this is her sense saying, this guy's had a hard time. He's never seen a happy family. He doesn't know what a happy family can look and feel like. And instead, he's taking this other route. Maybe she can really call him out on his mess. So this is the interesting thing about being a powerful feeling energy woman, is that we can kind of see what's going on. We can sense what's going on behind the details. Behind whatever anybody's doing, we can sense, we can make a judgment call, and a lot of times we're right, at least partially right. But at the end of the day, we have to focus on what is happening. Now, as you probably heard, Jasmine's energy is all over this man. She doesn't really talk about how she feels. She mentioned something, which I apologize, I couldn't hear completely, but she mentioned something about it affecting a boy. I don't know if she meant affected him as a boy. Some terrible things happened that affected him as a boy. But again, this is about his life. This is about what's been happening to him. So your energy's all over him. Meanwhile, I have no idea what you're feeling. I know you want to know what to do. And this question might seem really unique, but I get this sort of question all the time. I have a situation where someone is not doing what I want them to do, and I want to solve that problem. How do I do it? That's masculine energy. What do I do? How do I problem solve this? I have an issue. How are we going to fix it? That's masculine energy. How do we fix something? How do we get from point A to point B? masculine energy mind is such a powerful problem solver. The great thing about feminine energy is that you can change your mindset. You can actually generate solutions that are in a new direction that weren't previously available to you, that you couldn't see, that really get you unstuck once you drop down into your body. So this is about peeling your energy off of him, getting out of his mind, getting into your mind and your body. So I'm going to give you a couple of questions that are going to help you develop curiosity. Curiosity, in my opinion, is a feminine energy quality. I can walk past a bed of echinacea flowers and just look at these flowers, and I get very curious if there are any insects or bees over there. My husband will simply say, "Oh, wow, those flowers look great." But I get curious, like, what's over there? What else is with these flowers and these plants? I get curious. So I want you to think about your own life and ask yourself, when's the last time I got curious about details that weren't about people and relationships and what they were doing or what they weren't doing, or controlling a person in some sort of way? How can I shift my curiosity onto things I'm observing in a different way, looking at things more deeply? Perhaps you're walking in the bookstore and a title just jumps off the shelf at you, and you get curious, you get this excitement, you get this little dopamine boost about being curious. And I want you to explore that curiosity in your own life. Starting right now today, what can you get curious about? What have you been wanting to read about, learn about, discover? Has there been another route you've been wanting to drive home? Is there a park that you've been meaning to go to but you have not gone to? Is there a person's website or blog or podcast you've been interested in listening to but just you haven't made the time? So get curious in areas of your life that enrich you, that really help you get into your body and explore this beautiful, wonderful being you are, and get your focus off the man. So let's move on to the next little bit of curiosity here. If curiosity were in a human form, if curiosity was with this man right now, that was coming around, making you feel good, taking you out once in a while, but saying, "Hey, I can't go very far with this. I don't have a lot of money. I don't really feel like a man." What would curiosity ask itself in that moment? So sit with that for a moment. What does curiosity say? So here's a man in front of you. He's saying, "I have no money. I can't commit. I've had this horrible childhood." Can you have that conversation with what curiosity begins to sense and pick up and ask? Now, I know that this is a little bit difficult of an exercise to do. How can you possibly jump into curiosity? But I want you to try. I want you to try and move your brain in a different direction, because this is exactly what changes our mindset, is being able to ask ourselves a new type of question in a different way. A question that challenges us, a question that really wakes up our inner girl. So if you ask yourself, what would curiosity say? What would curiosity want to know? Your first instinct might be, well, you would ask the guy, like, "Hey, like, what's going on? What's happening with your life then?" Right? You might go into problem solving. But what if instead you got curious about what it is you truly need? What if you got curious about creating the world that you want to have, with or without this man? So you can have a man in the placeholder. You know that you want a man to be there, but get curious about what the qualities are and the features and the characteristics that you want in a partner. In this situation, how can you be more curious? Before you jump out of the relationship or end it or feel like you have to take action in your masculine energy, what if you just sat with this for a couple of weeks and really just searched for more things to be curious about in this situation, who you are Get curious about who you are, the thoughts you're thinking, and creating what it is you want, discovering what it is you really need in life. Get curious about that and write it down. This is my journaling exercise for all of you. And that is something I teach in New Man Manifesto. So even if you don't really believe in manifesting, at some point in time, there's something you want in your life and you go out and you get it and you made it happen somehow. Baking is a great example, and so is higher education. When you want to bake a cake or you want to bake some cookies, you first have that idea. And you say, I want this. How do I go and get this? Where should I get it? What type of brownies should I bake? You start asking yourself curious questions. You begin putting the pieces together and you formulate the ingredients and the right amount and exactly how long to bake it until you get what you want. And finding a partner, it's different, but at first, it's really important to be curious about what we want, because so often women sit with what they don't want and their masculine energy mind is focused on how do I fix this, instead of being curious about how am I even feeling right now? What are the thoughts I'm thinking that are keeping me stuck in this relationship? Am I telling myself this is good as it's going to get? This is what I deserve? Am I in love with how this person makes love to me instead of how available they really are in my life? I want you to get curious about what you're thinking, what you're feeling, and what it is you really want. If you look at education, it's the same way. You decide that there's more out there for you. There's something to learn. You get curious. And you might want a better job. You might want a different type of degree or a different study or program in your life. But whatever your reason, you make some decision, you have some curiosity that you know you can feel different, you know you can have a better life. So my answer to you, Jasmine, isn't so much what you should do about this man. It's about what you need to be doing for yourself. Because I can't tell you how to feel. It's really up to you to discover what you're feeling, why you're feeling it, and get curious about what it is you want to feel. I absolutely believe, and I teach this in New Man Manifesto, that when you get very clear about what it is you want to have in your life, and you focus on that instead of focusing on an unavailable man or what isn't happening, once you get really clear on what it is you want, things begin to shift in your life. Things start to happen. Pieces begin to fall together without you doing very much effort at all. I want you to trust in this and believe in this, in the power of being very specific about what it is you want. Continuing with my baking example, how often have you been baking muffins or brownies and you take the milk out of the fridge, or you need the eggs and it calls for 2 eggs and wow, you have exactly 2 eggs. Or it calls for half a cup of milk. You pour it out, it's exactly half a cup of milk. How does this happen? How did these coincidences and serendipitous things happen in baking, in relationships, in creating magnificent change in your life? How do they happen? They happen because somewhere in your mind, you're on a frequency where you're attracting the very thing that you desire. And if for any reason you're off that frequency, you're going to make changes to get in alignment with what it is you want in your life. You're going to be able to ask yourself curious questions that are going to get you in this different mindset that's moving more towards what it is you really want and how to go about getting it. So my question for you, Jasmine, is how can you make this man means something different to you? How can you make this situation mean something more than just how do I get him to commit? How do I get him to improve himself? What am I feeling? What am I thinking about this? And how can I make it into something different? And by something different, I mean what it is that you truly want. So this might feel like bending spoons to some of you, but I want you to really sit down, pen to paper, write it out old-fashioned style, and get curious about what you're feeling and invite curiosity into your life. Get curious about shops and stores and your own backyard. Get curious about what's been tucked up in the back of your closet. Get curious about who you are and what you think and feel about things. As you explore more of your feminine energy side, you'll begin to connect to this more easily and be able to access this place of feeling and finding what you feel and calling forth what it is you want instead of, I have this guy in front of me and I want to change him. I want to get him where I need him to be. The best chances of him coming around your way is by you making these improvements in your life. Because right now you're on his level, which is, how do I fix this? He doesn't even know how to fix this. He doesn't know how to fix his money problems, or he would. And as long as your energy is focused on him and fixing him, helping him, there won't be a lot of improvement in the relationship. This is why I'm always saying, peel your energy off the man. All right, ladies, I hope this chat about curiosity and unavailable men have been very helpful for you. And if you're interested in going deeper into manifesting and calling forth the type of partner you truly want, I have an audio program called New Man Manifesto. It comes with homework and lots of audios to keep you busy for a good long while and help you discover really what it is you truly want and get curious about why you want this and how it's going to feel in a relationship. It doesn't matter if you're single or you're married or if you're going through a difficult time. The importance is on focusing what you do want and calling more of that into your life. All right, everybody, I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.